is Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield. I'm Glenn Middlehauser, an ecologist and naturalist with Maine Natural History Observatory. This week, I talk about Lyons, Maine jellyfish in an episode recorded during the summer of 2025 when I was sailing a small boat east along the Maine coast.
So yesterday, as I was sailing from Marshall Island past Swan's Island and up in towards Mount Desert Island, I was keeping an eye on the jellyfish because I'd seen a whole lot of moon jellyfish in Penobscot Bay, and there were scattered individuals around, but I didn't see a whole lot of moon jellyfish on yesterday's trip. I don't think I saw more than two or three at a time, and quite scattered. But I did see some lion's mane jellyfish. The ones I saw were maybe a half a foot in diameter. There was one that was a little bit bigger. Maybe it was 8 inches in diameter. Lion's mane jellyfish are kind of interesting. They're kind of a reddish hue, and they can get huge. They're a cold water species, and they can get a couple meters across.
Yeah, its tentacles can grow to 36.5 meters in length, rivaling the blue whale, which can grow to 33 meters long. Their prey is fish, crustaceans, and other jellyfish.
But the ones I saw were a lot smaller. I don't know how long their tentacles were. Wasn't going to stick my hand over the side and find out. They do sting. They aren't really considered deadly for us. It's a neurotoxin that their sting produces, and it stops the heart of some animals, and I think it's just a painful annoyance for us. Watch from a distance on those guys. So I think I saw 4 lion's mane jellyfish on yesterday's trip. Today I'll be heading up into Frenchman Bay, and I'll be curious heading up into a bay whether I'm going to see more moon jellyfish or continue to see, you know, it's colder water. Maybe I'll see more lion's mane jellyfish.
I was reading that the only predator of those is leatherback sea turtles. So the lion's mane tends to be a cold water species of jellyfish, so found to the north. And I guess the leatherback sea turtle is the only turtle that tends to go into the cold waters. But in Maine, I've only heard of, well, this was 100 years ago, maybe not 100 years ago, maybe close, 75 years ago. I've heard of a few sightings of leatherbacks, and I think with the fishermen, every once in a while I hear of a sighting or two. So I don't think, at least to the best of my knowledge, I don't think there are a whole ton of leatherback sea turtles chowing down on lion's mane jellyfish. So I think they're pretty solid here. The other interesting thing that I learned is that their life cycle spans about a year. So these really big ones, what they do all that in a year, grow to that length, they're colonial. They're big colonies, really. Fascinating critters, but I thought they lived longer than just a year. So they start as a polyp on the ground at the bottom and eventually become free floating in what we see. It's fascinating.
That was Nature Notes, a Maine Naturalist Afield from the Maine Natural History Observatory. This program was produced by Glenn Middlehauser. The theme music is Keeper of the Light by Hallie Pottle Parker, performed by Hallie Pottle Parker and Kate Pottle. For more information, you can go to mainenaturalhistory.org. You can find more episodes of Nature Notes on the WERU archive or wherever you get podcasts.